If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Degrassi alumni, welcome back to another episode of the Degrads podcast with your hosts Shane Kippel and
Mike Lobel. And you can see us now.
Yes, you can, because we're finally doing this with video. All of the broken promises. You know, I didn't like to be, you know, representing myself as a liar. You know, like I lie all the time, but I don't like to come off as a liar. You know.
For little things, you know, like white lies.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. We're so happy that we can fulfill this for you guys. Finally, we are here. If you're listening, I'm sorry, you still are unable to see us, but jump on over to our Patreon and then you'll get video episodes of the podcast.
Absolutely. Shameless self-promotion there. You might notice that we're lacking a voice. We're lacking one component.
We're missing someone.
Our sweet producer, Andy Tate, has passed away. No. He's fine. But
we're definitely getting smote for this podcast.
Andy, with everything that he has helped us do and helped us set up over here, has led this horse to water and taught it to drink, and has
he's pushing these baby birds out of his nest.
We have to learn to fly on our own. And Andy, we're going to make you proud, and we thank you so much for everything that you've done to us up until this point. And now get the hell out of our way, because we're coming for you, bruh.
Get out of here. We're doing episode 109, Coming of Age. Today.
Well, first off, the writers of this episode were Tassie Cameron with the teleplay, Susan Nielsen with the story. The director was none other than Bruce McDonald.
Howdy.
What was happening at the time of this episode coming out? Yes. On December 16th, 2001, which is when this episode premiered in Canada, in the box office, the top movies were Vanilla Sky, Ocean's 11, and Not Another Teen Movie. Yes,
Open Your Eyes. My God.
Perfect.
All right. I love that film. And I also loved the original, which was called Open Your Eyes. I think a Spanish film, right?
Yes, and I
and Penelope Cruz was in both of those movies.
I will absolutely play along and say that I knew
Please
there was
watch
an original.
The original. It's okay. So awesome. It's way better.
Fair enough. The number one song in the U.S. was How You Remind Me by Nickelback. It was around for a while at this point in the number one slot. In the U.K., it was Something Stupid by Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman? Question mark.
Did she play a tambourine?
She gets an honorable mention because Tom Cruise got his honorable mention in Vanilla Sky.
That's right.
Yeah.
Parody.
The number one album continued to be Weathered by Creed. Can you take... Yeah.
This is horrible.
The number one shows on the air were ER, Friends, CSI, and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, my gosh.
And...
taking me back.
And one more... snippet of information that I think is appropriate, Mike, for our recent trip to NASA. NASA's Galileo spacecraft provided evidence suggesting that Ganymede, a moon of Jupiter, had a liquid saltwater ocean under its icy surface.
Galileo Figaro, let me go.
Galileo, Galileo.
This is the musical episode, by the way. We're singing for
the
whole thing.
There'll be plenty of this. All right. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Okay. So we start off with Ashley, Jimmy, Terry talking about Jimmy turning 14.
My goodness, the ripe old age.
To turn 14 again. And Jimmy invites Ash over for dinner. Oh, no. Yes. Jimmy invites Ashley over for dinner. And you would think that Ashley would be happy about this because they are dating, but she appears not to be too happy as we find out that he has been over 8 days in a row and it's becoming a little too much for her. He's being a little overbearing, you know? And shortly after, Ashley and Terry are doing love quizzes and it appears that Ashley might not be so into Jimmy anymore.
Yeah. I love this little analogy. They're looking through some sort of like teen beat magazine doing the love quizzes, talking about this metaphor for like earthquakes. And Paige says, oh, he doesn't vibrate on your Richter scale. I thought that was a choice line. The writers have outdone themselves.
And when you're young, how else are you supposed to judge what love is supposed to be if not for those quizzes in teen opera magazines? Yeah. When you're older, it's Cosmo. But
yeah, if you're not feeling like it's a natural disaster of some kind, you're not in love.
Yeah. If you're not springing leaks all over the place, you know? So Jimmy shows up. And Ashley makes an excuse about why they cannot hang out tonight. She's trying to get away from him. I know where this is going.
Somebody gonna get hurt.
And now we're with Emma, Manny, and Sean. Emma is trying to prep for her astronomy quiz. Manny, Sean are more interested in the astrology quiz, and Emma is not happy about this. She seems to be very stressed out over something.
Now, I know we're going to get to this, but like, okay, so we all know this is the episode where Emma gets her period. At what point did you realize that she was like hormonally supercharged? Because I didn't think that was clear to me.
Like the thought crossed my mind in the very first scene, the first time you see her, because
she was being over the top, but I never
she was being over
in.
The top. Exactly. It's just like any time in a movie or a TV show where someone where a woman is saying that they don't feel well and then they throw up unexpectedly, like the first thought always they're pregnant.
Yeah, 100%. So it's like what you're saying is it's like built into the language of television.
Exactly. Just like when someone suddenly coughs, like they cough unexpectedly in the middle of a scene.
They're an alien.
Yes.
That's what
that
means.
Or they're going to find out they have cancer. One of the two is a definite. Yeah. But the alien thing, that's good. But the other thought was maybe she's an Aries or a Taurus and she just wanted to fight with them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're definitely not going to ace this astronomy class. They're going to ace the astrology class.
Astrology class. And Emma just might burn the whole school to the ground the way that she's running around.
And again, like maybe I'm just dense, but I did not pick up on this. I was like, why is she being so intense?
Listen, right? I'm not saying I was sure that that was the reason, but it was one of the
It was the first clue. Okay.
Mind. All right. And the episode is called Coming of Age.
Yeah, maybe I am dense.
So now it's test time. Emma failed. And now this did not help her mood at all. And it wouldn't help mine, really. Ashley and Terry now walking home from school to hear boombox music.
It's called Groove Thing. They're listening to Groove Thing, which Groove I realize Thing? it's not a real song. So, okay, so here's a little thing that our listeners might not realize. In television, if you wanted to purchase a real song for use in your episode, you'd probably be paying quite a large sum of money for the publishing rights, the recording rights, the all that stuff. It adds up. And so often, that music that you hear in scenes and stuff like that is written specifically for the show. So that's what our composers came up with, was the Groove Thing song, which I love. But the lyrics are Groove Thing, Groove Thing, Groove Thing, Groove Thing.
Now, do you want to tell us, Mike, why you're so familiar with that process? Why do you know how expensive it is to license music or clips?
Well, because I've been a filmmaker and editor and director, and I have tried to get licenses for music that is like, if you wanted to get a Rolling Stones song, for example, put into a television series, unless you had some sort of Mick Jagger owed you a favor, you're probably looking at like 50 to 100, maybe even more thousands of dollars.
I feel like that guy doesn't owe too many people favors. I feel like many people owe him favors.
Well, he doesn't owe me any favors.
He owes me one or two. Answer my calls, Mick. Anyway, we hear the boombox music.
Groove Thing.
Groove Thing. And we quickly reveal that Jimmy is over at Ashley's house. Oh, no.
Shooting hoops with Toby, I might add. The most wholesome and precious thing I've ever seen.
Yes. So we see Jimmy is teaching Toby some basketball drills. And Ashley could not be more fed up with Jimmy being over at her house. But alas, Ashley's house is also Toby's house. So she really doesn't have much she could say about this.
She's got no jurisdiction.
It's a really tense moment, though, because Jimmy is quite happy to see her and is doing something that he thinks is pretty innocent and standard. And Ashley, once again, because she's adverse to smiling, has a typical Ashley sour, scornful look on her face. I can't wait for the episode where she's just, you know, oozing with happiness.
I'm not holding my breath.
Have you ever had an overbearing girlfriend, Mike? One that would just show up unannounced?
I'm a bit of a like cuddly, touchy feely kind of guy. And so my threshold
so
for that
you
kind
are
of
the
stuff
overbearing
is
one.
What are you, my therapist? Get out of here.
I once had a girlfriend that would actually during the time of filming Degrassi that would not let me go to sleep without falling asleep on the phone with her.
Wow.
On a nightly basis.
Hear you breathing all night long?
I don't know.
Your phone bills must have been astronomical.
But yeah, they're like every single night I had to fall asleep with this big bulky.
What would happen if you just said, nah, that's all right.
It just wasn't in the cards.
You didn't want to disappoint her.
I was still learning how to be my own man, you know, with a backbone. I'm talking like 15, 16 years old.
Manhood.
Anyway.
15.
We don't need to talk more about that.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Thanks. I mean, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's not just therapy for you, Mike. It's therapy for me, too. All right. So now we're inside the house. Ashley's mom invites Terry over for dinner and obviously Jimmy. And Ashley does not want him there. Mom, he's here every night. And Kate, then says that she's worried about Jimmy always being alone. Now Toby invites Jimmy over for dinner, so all of that was for naught. I guess he will be there.
Toby stepping in it left, right, and center here.
When you're dating someone for long enough that your family makes friends with them as well, and then they kind of form these side relationships, which makes breakups really difficult when your parents are still talking to the exes. And it's like, whose side are you on, Mom? You know?
Anyway,
to therapy.
Been there.
All right. So now we're back with Emma, who is crying watching a soap opera.
I love this beat. This whole scene is one of my favorite scenes on the show so far.
And
this soap opera is so corny, and it's so like they got it right. It's bang on soap operas.
And it's nice to see. Now I'm not saying I like watching women cry. I'm not saying that, but it's nice that she's not angry for a moment. She's just
She's emotional. Now she's emotional. But okay, so this is like clue number two, right?
Did you clue into it yet?
I would love to say yes.
Okay.
But I can't. I would be lying. I did not. I thought, oh, geez, she's really into this saga.
Fan of cinema at all?
I don't speak the language, apparently. I have no idea. But when her mom, when Spike comes in and she reads Emma perfectly, she goes, oh, this is just the solar system anxiety. This is like an existential crisis pep talk that she pulls out. It is aspirational, I gotta say. The fact that she could see what her daughter was going through and kind of like remembered having the same moment when she was her age. Spike is like dialed in perceptive.
But she didn't quite clue into the reason that Emma was on this, you know, train.
Right.
She knew the destination, but she didn't understand the coal that was fueling the train, you know?
And the destination, as it turns out, the shopping mall. Retail therapy.
Retail therapy, which I thought was a relatively new term. Obviously, it was around in the early 2000s.
At least.
This is why we're doing this, so we could learn, you know? So we could go and reinvent our pasts.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
You know what's always been around? Creepy dudes. Creepy dudes who say things like, I'd like a lick of that ice cream.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to be a little less creepy.
No, I'm segueing. But now that you mention it.
Yeah, that's right. Dudes like that, not like me at all.
Random dude in a suit just like walks up and says this disgusting remark out of nowhere.
Why does he have to be dressed down?
Does he? He's the fanciest cat caller I've ever seen.
There can't be white collar creeps out there.
Does he work there, or is he like hoping that women will walk by and he gets like dressed up for the occasion?
He's a model for the suit store. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Is he actually?
Yeah. He's standing outside there trying to get people to come in. And in his off time, he just hits on underage girls. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
No, creepy guy just lurks in the mall. I don't know. Maybe he's a lawyer on his lunch break. Recently divorced, and now he's just on a rampage. But whatever it is, it's sickening. And Spike tears this pervy guy a new one, which is awesome because we see the same sort of passion and fire and strength that has obviously been passed down to Emma in Spike for the first time. Because usually when those two are together, it's Emma that's really making her opinion known, and Spike kind of takes a back seat and just basks in the glory of what she has created. But this time it's Spike standing up for herself, for Emma, and for women everywhere. Really,
she does it so well. Like, okay, so the way that she's confronting this dude is what the world needs more of right now. I'm always, if I'm ever in a situation like that, I like freeze, and I, you know, there's like a million things going through my head about what I could say, what I couldn't say. I'm always like only able to sort of form a clear, concise, direct sentence in my head after the fact, you know, like, or when it's way too late. And Spike is just there. The way she confronts him is so direct, and it's so clear, and it's so boss, and so she's so right on the money. I just don't, you don't really see that often. It's pretty crazy, pretty cool.
And you're saying you're kind of like George Costanza with Jerk Store? Is like, I should have said, yeah, Jerk Store.
Dude, that's exactly what it is. It's Jerk Store.
Yeah. No, I'll replay the moment.
Like, tell me, you guys, I'm sure some of our listeners experience this. It's part of the bystander effect too, right? And I feel bad about it. I want to be able to say something in the moment and when it happens. But yeah, I'm thinking about it like for sometimes like days, weeks.
Yeah, after. Me too. I obsess over it. I ruminate. Obsess. I think like next time I'm absolutely going to do it. When a situation calls for me, I'm going to be Batman.
Yeah.
And I'm going to
show
gonna
be
up.
Batman.
Yeah. And no.
Still working on
the
it.
Same way.
Yeah, me too.
Cut from the same cloth here, Mike. The dinner is over now. Jimmy leaves after the dinner, and now everyone is confused by Ashley's feelings about Jimmy. Everybody loves him. Once again, that has happened in my life before, where it's a very uncomfortable position to be put in, where you have to justify your feelings for your significant other to your family and friends who are bigger fans of that person than you are. It makes, you know, dwindling feelings and breakups that much more confusing and difficult because now you're trying to convince yourself to like a person on behalf of the other people who are cheerleading for them.
This is great. Toby dropping the plate.
Yes. Yeah.
Like he is clutching all the pearls.
Yes. You know, or has just realized that Kaiser Sose is not a real person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Little Usual Suspects film reference there for you.
There you go.
We're talking cinema today, guys.
All right. We are back at school, and Jimmy has a birthday locker. I never got a birthday locker. At least I
know. I'm jealous of
really,
Jimmy.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you need that really good friend that's going to go out of their way to
decorate
that thing
for you. I want silly string
in
my hair.
Do you want a flower in your hair when you go to San Francisco?
Musical episode.
All right.
Jimmy runs up and he says, "Hey, Tobes," which is now Toby's nickname forever.
Yes, Tobes. That's a good nickname.
It's great. I love this. Yeah. Like, I know it's probably not going to last, but I really, really hope that this sort of like odd couple pairing continues throughout the seasons.
It's like your Stewie and Brian combination over here. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Toby is now, because he likes Jimmy so much and he really doesn't want to see Jimmy go, he's trying to subtly signal to Jimmy to give Ashley a little bit of space. But Jimmy is smart. He's witty. He's sharp.
Toby uses this amazing analogy. It's a callback from when Jimmy and Toby are playing basketball. He uses his analogy a kind of on Jimmy, saying like, you know, like what you said before about leave it alone, don't suffocate it, talking obviously about the basketball. He's kind of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, implying like, you know,
yeah,
just chill out a little bit.
Yeah. Scale it back, reapproach later. Yep.
Which is terrifyingly smart and perceptive of Toby to be to take someone's analogy and use it on them.
He's applying himself. You know, he had that scare on parent teacher day.
That's right. He's applying himself to beyond school. He's applying it to school. His friendships, to his family
he's
life.
He's a man of the people.
It's like home. This is all homework.
Yeah, that's right. When
he's never going to get caught out again.
All right. But Jimmy does understand what Toby is hinting at and questions him straight up. Is Ashley sick of me? Did Ashley say this? Does she want to break up? And there was this really tense and kind of beautiful moment where Jimmy was not... He wasn't trying to be aggressive with Toby, but just the emotion of the moment, I guess, got the better of him. And he kind of walks up on him, and you really see the height difference and the age difference.
Yeah, they cut to a wide shot there. We just see him towering
and
over
all Toby could do was nod with every one of Jimmy's questions.
And he does. He nods. He's like, wait, does she want to break up with me, you mean? And he just goes,
yeah. Yeah,
the subtlest little nod.
Yeah, I know. That was a very well executed scene and moment and shot beautifully.
Nice moment.
Hail to you, Bruce McDonald.
And Jake and Aubrey. Y'all killed it.
Like
hey, Drake can
Jimmy.
Act.
Like Aubrey needs any more praise. Come on. He got
you
his.
Did good, kid. You did real good.
All right. Now we are in front of the school where it seems like Emma and Manny are sunbathing. The gang tries to console Toby about what just happened and about the secret, Ashley's secret, and, you know, the chain of events that he might have just gotten rolling. Sean now invites Emma to do a horoscope quiz. And when she stands up after she agrees, because she has to, she's in love with Sean, Manny really quickly notices, Mike, did you realize what was going on?
Obviously where I realized, but you know what would have helped sell this even better for ding dongs like me?
If she was wearing white,
where was
the
shot?
Episode?
No, but where was the shot? There was no insert shot on the back of her skirt where there should have been a red stain. I for sure thought we would have seen at least like a Manny POV of that. That would have clued the audience in right away, and I would have understood what the heck was going on. It took me a second after Manny reacted, and then they started, and then she comes back to Manny, and they start trying to think about what to do. Then I thought, okay, I understand what this is. But it was very, very subtle in this episode.
Yeah, I guess they don't need to, you know, beat most people over the head with it, but, you know.
I'm going to go out on a limb here say that all women who have been through puberty totally understood this.
I think all women have gone through puberty, Mike.
I think all women. Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. Technicality there. True. Hey.
Yeah.
All women who were girls who went through puberty understand this, and they would have clued in. So you know what? It went right over my head.
Yeah.
Wasn't for
also
me.
The fact that she was wearing a white skirt, but that was subtle too. You didn't really realize that she was wearing white until, but that is always the way that it goes in every movie, in every show where someone is getting their period for the first time.
Hey, everybody, check out my new linen suit.
Yeah, exactly. Look how thin it is. You can see my skin right through it.
Totally.
And it's moisture wicking. Look at that. Anyway. Okay, so now we finally understand why Emma has been so emotional throughout this episode, because she was it was in lieu of her getting her very first period. So yep. Manny jumps to the rescue and walks behind Emma with a binder and all the way to the bathroom, and then we see the damage for the first time. We do get that that close
you do
up.
Get that insert, yeah. You I love. Okay, so Manny is so excited. She said at one point she blurts out, "You can have a baby now," and Emma's like, "Okay, could we just figure this out? Like, way too much." I would say Manny is like criminally underutilized character at this point. Her performance in this is so, she's awesome. She's playing yeah. all these notes so perfectly. Her excitement.
Yeah, she's just best friend to this point, right? She hasn't had a storyline yet.
No,
right?
We don't really know anything about Manny at this point.
So who do we not know about? So Manny hasn't gotten a storyline yet. JT hasn't gotten a storyline yet.
Not really, no.
No. Ashley's had a few.
Ashley's like, we're like way up to speed with what Ashley's doing.
Yeah.
Terry's got, but we have even more of Terry through Ashley than we do of Manny, because Terry, at least we know, you know.
Yeah, her struggles.
Her mom passed away. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We know a bit about Spinner, a bit. This yeah. is Jimmy's episode when we really start to learn about him.
Yeah,
who else? We know about Sean.
We know a little bit about
Liberty.
Sean.
Yeah, yeah, yep. yeah. Manny, yeah. Manny is the unutilized character at this point. Yeah. And JT. Yeah. Interesting. Oh well, we don't know much about Paige yet. For all
true.
Of her incredible moments, we haven't gotten anything a look inside behind the walls of her home. We don't know what made her the way that she is. We don't know
for
about
sure.
her parents. We just know that her brother is gay. That's all we know.
That's true.
Yeah,
we're gonna know a little bit more about her character in the next few scenes.
Character.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. GhostBed, the coolest beds in the world.
So they're in the bathroom.
Yes.
Well, that's right. And then Manny runs away.
Yep. Because Manny had to go.
She had to go find her something to put on.
She tried to go find her a change of clothes because Manny is the best. And may we all be so lucky to have a friend in a time of need that just makes you want for nothing. You know, it's like, I got it. You just stay here. Take care of yourself. Good on you, Manny. You deserve an episode. You'll get one. I'm sure you'll get plenty. You'll get plenty. If my memory serves correctly, she'll get plenty.
I do believe she does get a backstory.
Yeah, she does. A little bit. A little bit. In fact, she becomes your, like, quasi-wife.
Jay and Mike live in two different realities, so I don't remember anything he's done. He doesn't know anything I've done. I like to keep I keep them separate.
That makes me sad, Mike, because Spinner and Jay had some fun memories, and Shane and Mike had some fun memories playing Spinner and Jay.
And
if you don't remember anything that happened when the camera was rolling, then we have big black spots in our... Anyway. Okay. So, yes, Manny leaves, trying to find Emma some clothes. Emma is left processing the situation on her own. In the way that only these bathroom moments can play out. Now, Toby and Ashley have it out. Ashley is mad that Toby was listening in on her private conversations, which were done 2 feet away from him, which is why Toby dropped the plate, which is very... Yeah, so, you know, a weird line, but sure.
So Ashley should know that he also knows what she was talking about.
Yes, yes.
But Ashley is so pissed at Toby right now.
She's so pissed, as one would be. It wasn't really his place to go and talk to Jimmy about it. He tried to do a good thing, but it's also not his relationship. Once again, back to the why it's
kinda
so complicated.
True.
Yeah, but Toby is not backing down, and he's very displeased.
Because Toby's triggered by this. Because Toby
triggered by it.
Because his parents' divorce, clearly in this scene, you get to see that his parents' divorce had such an effect on him. Still has a lasting effect on him. He says,
"Yeah,
you don't bring people into your life to throw them away.
Just to throw them
to
away.
Ashley.
Yep." Yep.
God.
And he's also showing his age a little bit there. It's his lived experience as well, but also, like, you can tell that Toby has not had a relationship that has gone on for a period of time and has soured on its own. So he doesn't get it to the same regard. He just doesn't want Jimmy. Jimmy's one of the coolest kids in school. Toby is not one of the coolest kids in school, and the fact that they have this relationship together, you know, the status, the camaraderie, like, he just likes having him around, and he's making it about him. He's making it
about each other.
They can't. It's romantic in a way, isn't it? All right. So, back in the bathroom, enter Paige, because what is an episode of Degrassi without Paige in the bathroom at some point? And she is here to help? I don't know, this is Paige. And Paige comes out wearing all black, which is perfect. You know, the color of her soul and her outfits.
Paige in this moment gets to be so validated because she's the older girl. She gets to, like, take the young one under her wing and be, you know, like, Paige just wants to be seen as really cool.
Queen Bee. And
Queen Bee and really needed, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She goes, your friend came to visit?
She knows that she has value and she wants everybody to constantly reinforce that value for her. Yeah, reflect it back to her. Yep, very much. But it was a very nice moment because you're right away, you're like, oh, Paige is showing up here. Is this going to start out in a rumor? Like, oh, guess who? But she actually, it was a sweet moment in a very Paige kind of way.
Yeah, and this is what I was saying about character. We really get to see her start to sort of like, she goes out on a limb for another student, especially a younger student who's not in her grade, and she does a real kindness.
A real kindness. Good on you. Good on you, Paige. Great on you, Lauren, killing another
student. Rescue pad.
With the rescue pad. All right.
By the way, I just wanted to point out, there's a graffiti on the wall of the stall that in Emma's bathroom stall there that says it's I heart JT graffiti. It's very prominent. It's like the only graffiti on the wall.
So was that Liberty that wrote that?
Is it? Was it Liberty?
Is this what she's descending to now?
Yeah, she's wild. She's lawless.
She's vandalizing. Oh my God. The things
Liberty's
that love
vandalizing
will make you do
for
it.
Love. But isn't Speaking that a crazy which, little Easter egg there that I thought like, oh man, did Liberty actually go in there and scribble this on the wall?
Here's a fun little thing in the Degrassi documentary, whatever it takes. Wow, couldn't even say that. The classroom setting that I was filming in, on the chalkboard behind me, which was decorated, there was a heart with a little spinner and Paige Forever written in there.
No way. Set Deck did their research.
I made a comment about it. It did not make the cut, but it was very nice. Now we're in Quan's class. JT and Toby are wrapping up their presentation that Emma and Manny are late for obvious reasons.
Quan is so hard in this. She's so, like, just no
She's hard
BS.
In everything.
She yeah, is, right? Yeah. She's such a hard ass.
Yeah. There doesn't seem to be much care from her. Armstrong so far, like, you could see, like, there's humanity there.
And
but
Simpson,
Quan,
yeah.
Yeah.
Quan is just like, she's
Quan needs
just,
her no. own episode.
She does. She's also
Lin Lulu, I love you. Fun fact, I'm not sure if I talked about this in any of the earlier installments of D-Grads, but the actress that played Miss Quan, Lin Lulu, she was so sweet. So,
very sweet.
Just
totally contrary to her teacher.
And she was a bright light every time she was on set. And at the end of every single season, she was taking pictures throughout the year on set, upstairs in the changing rooms, hair and makeup. And then at the end of every season, she, as her gift to the cast, she would give us all photo albums of everything she took throughout that year. And I have a whole bunch of them, and they are quite a trip down memory lane.
Thanks, Lin-Lin.
Thanks, Lin-Lin.
It was very sweet.
It was awesome. Great working with her. Okay, so Emma is now sporting her oversized Degrassi Panthers basketball shorts because that's all that Manny could find for her. And apparently these shorts don't come with a drawstring.
And JT and Toby are being absolute turds about it, making fun
relentless.
Of her.
Relentless. Like, relentless.
Some of those zingers are pretty well written, though, I gotta say.
What did Puff Emma in the house?
Yeah,
was
Puff
that,
Emma.
Was, yeah,
Puff
yeah,
Emma
yeah, yeah.
in the house. Just Puff to Emma. Put a little date on the episode.
Yeah. For many reasons. Why
this was
can...
before the baby oil and all the
For those of you that are way too young to know, Diddy was P. Diddy, and before he was P. Diddy, he was Puff Daddy. This is a Puff Daddy reference right here.
That's right.
He also went by Puffy for a bit, but we're not going to spend too much time talking about Diddy. Emma is taking these hits from JT, and other people in the class are laughing, and Emma, being the woman that she is, and recently witnessing her mom standing up for her and women everywhere against mean boys and mean men, true to form, tells the entire class exactly why she's wearing these shorts and why she's late, because she got her period and it's natural, It's what women go through. And Sean could not be more impressed with the love of his
Emma
life,
just blurts it out. Emma blurts it out in this awesome, very confident way. It's very direct. She's locking eyes with JT and just says it because she knows it's going to make him uncomfortable and just shut him down, which happens. And it's awesome. Like, she's totally owning him in this class. But it's weird. The scene is a little strange because it's kind of shot from Sean's POV. Like, we're seeing a side angle on Toby and JT. We're seeing kind of like a long, far off angle. It's all shot from Sean's POV. And then we go to Sean for like this extreme close up, flashing his big, beautiful eyes. They are very, like, he has stunning eyes. He's a good looking guy. And he's just like smiling kind of coyly at her. But like, it's all in his POV, the entire scene, which I thought was a strange choice.
So with all of the other clues about the period, like, I pick up on that right from the beginning. And this is what you notice. You notice the perspective taken in the scene itself, but you can't pick up the subtle cues of where a storyline is leading.
Yeah, that might say something about me.
We complement each other really well, Mike. Together, sure. We make one on competent human being.
Fully functioning. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. nonetheless, Sean is very impressed. He's smitten with Emma. He doesn't, he's never met someone quite like her. She's full of surprises and it seems like he's lapping up every single one of them. It was a very nice moment. Now to Jimmy's place with Ashley, as they are having this dinner together. Now, remember, Jimmy does know that Ashley wants to break up with him, but he has not said anything about it.
Ashley's going through the motions, kind of like Ashley's wondering how he's going to deal. Like, there's a tension there, obviously, for us.
Mm-hmm. And now we see the lights are out. There's no birthday decorations. The mom and dad are not home. It's like the birthday was all forgotten about. He finds
so sad
what Ashley's mom was talking about earlier, that she was concerned that the parents are never there and Jimmy seems to be alone all the time. That's why she was trying to welcome him into their home. And then there is a message from the parents that they're working late. Order some pizza. And we'll celebrate later is how it was, what was to be taken away from that. And it's just,
I was gutted. It's just, it's so sad.
There was, a friend of mine, in like grade 4, grade 5, I'll never forget this. He was a friend of mine, but like, He wasn't a very good friend of mine, and he invited me over to his birthday, and I didn't go. And it was over the weekend, and when I was back in school on the Monday, I asked him. I said, "Like, sorry, I couldn't make your party. How was it?" He's like, "Oh, don't worry, no one came." And I still so many years later.
Well,
so
you're
many
still
years
thinking
later,
about it.
I can still remember how I felt in that moment. It was one of the, my heart just broke for the guy. Like, when you're in grade 5 and you invite probably everyone in class over to your place and nobody showed up.
I would probably snoop that guy on Facebook or Instagram or whatever and just check to see
if he's okay.
If he's okay. You know, like I do. I'll like take a look, you know.
I think he'll be fine. He was like the smartest kid by far in class, and really friendly. I'm sure he's fine. But
let's go check out his page. He's like on a super yacht right now, having like biggest birthday party ever.
Yeah. And in his documentary, like, what was the moment where you just realized that you were meant for big things? Like you're worth $47 billion now. He's like, well, there was a birthday party. Said never again. I'm buying my friends now. No one is home. at Jimmy's place. He has, if not for Ashley there, he would be celebrating his birthday on his own. And Ashley says, you know what? No, just come over. We'll have dinner at my place. And Jimmy is just, he's emotional. He doesn't have time for this anymore. Jimmy just says, don't worry about it. Can we just break up already? Which really takes Ashley aback. She wasn't expecting this. And Jimmy essentially tells her, like, look, I know what you're doing. You don't want to break up with me because it's my birthday. Thank you, but no thank you. Just get out of here. I'm breaking up with you. Get out of here. After Ashley leaves, Jimmy makes a very sad pizza order to the guy that obviously knows his he's a regular, and it's just the usual medium pepperoni with a side of sadness.
It's so sad, but also I think it's a little funny. It's like, you know, like when something's like so sad that you just have, because he knows the pizza guy by name. Guys.
Antonio. Well, he could just be friendly.
I feel like the pizza guy is like his therapist, you know? calls him. Like, how many medium pepperoni pizzas does Jimmy have on his order history? And how many more does he need to order before Antonio gets the clue and, like, asks him, you know, like, you okay, man? Like, you've ordered 700 medium pepperoni pizzas this year.
It's when Antonio starts delivering the pizzas himself.
Personally, yeah.
That you know, right. That's yeah. Right. And Jimmy's like, yeah, you know, it's just been a, I don't know. My parents keep saying that they'll be around a little bit more often. And I don't know what to do. And he's like, yeah. So it's 25:73, Jimmy.
One's on me. This one's on me, Jimmy. You deserve it. Happy birthday, buddy. I'm sorry I can't stay. I got to deliver more pizzas.
Yeah. What if I buy those pizzas off you? Jimmy, it's not the way it works. It's not the way it
I'm
works.
Sorry. Unless you can pay my full salary for the night. I got to keep delivering these pizzas.
Yeah. Anything over 3 minutes, Jimmy, it's just it's bad form. You know, it's bad form. I'm your friend, sure. Yeah, I'm your friend, but people are going to start wondering why I keep going to this kid's house.
It hurts because it's true.
So now Emma, back at school, is petitioning for a tampon dispenser in the girls' bathroom. Paige signs the petition. And we think that Paige has another noble moment and, you know, she has some sort of camaraderie with Emma now. But then, in true Paige form, tries to turn it into an embarrassing moment and says, hey, get Sean to sign this. Look, Emma just got her period. But alas,
doesn't
it backfires.
Work.
Sean already knows. He cannot be happier with how Emma's conducting herself in every situation, and he gladly signs the petition. Screw you, Paige. Good for you, Emma.
And then when
the
best part is at the end of the scene when Sean walks away and Emma just watches him leave, she's fanning herself with the clipboard.
Yeah.
Because she is on fire.
That's how I feel every single time Sean enters the scene.
Someone turn the temperature up in here?
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
And now we reach our final scene. Ashley is in her locker, finger tracing a lovely picture with her and Jimmy, as Jimmy is yanking down pictures of them.
Yeah.
And then they have a moment where Ashley apologizes, and Jimmy backs down. He buys into what she was saying, and Ashley obviously is not happy, but she lost the power. I don't know if it was about power, but or maybe she wasn't actually sure she wanted to break up. Maybe she was scared about the finality of that decision. She was just fantasizing about what life would be like if they broke up. But it obviously scared her. She fesses up to everything and essentially said she does not want to break up, and that was enough to get Jimmy to back down and say a very awkward "I love you," which is
so bittersweet, because because he's being really honest in that moment for the first time. Mm-hmm. Right, because he's been really mad, but now he's being super honest and vulnerable. And she's hugging him. I do think she really cares about him and is very upset for him because he's clearly distraught. But also, we don't really know what Ashley's going to do next, you know? And so I think there's this sort of like, it feels very high school breakup. Like I've been in this scene. Like, this scene is real for me. I know the first girl ever that I was like puppy love, I don't know. Maybe it was real. It all feels so real. And I just remember her letting me, it's totally real. And I remember her doing this, like letting me down kind of slowly in the moment. And I was just, totally head over heels in love with this girl. And she was just like, oh, it's going to be okay. You know, like the consolation hug.
That's what you want to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll find someone else who's so much better than me.
And we freeze on Ashley's face.
No one can say that puppy love is not real. Adults say that it's not real, but when you're living through it,
it is ostensibly, it's real.
If it feels real, it's real. There's a very fine line between like infatuation and love. And when you're younger, there is no line at all. So if that's what you're feeling, that's what it is.
That's true. I'm sorry. I had to clarify to make that distinction, but you're absolutely right.
But you know, when your parents, or anyone older after a breakup says to you, don't worry, you'll love again. That could not be anything
impossible.
Further from what you want to hear.
Yeah. Well, you just don't believe it. You're just like, nothing.
I'll never feel this way again about anybody ever.
My life is over.
Over.
It's ruined.
Over.
It's ruined.
That was a good episode. That was a fun episode.
It was also really simple compared to some of the other episodes where there's lots of characters and lots of different things are sort of like tugging us in different directions. It was two very well-defined and quite simple moments in both Ashley and Jimmy's life and then Emma's life.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, it was so good to getting back to recording podcasts. Mike, let's go to the mailbag.
Yes, we love getting your emails. You can hit us up at dgradspodcast@gmail.com where we read all of your emails and questions. You can hit us up on the dgrads Discord channel. There's a lot of conversations to be had there among fellow fans, and sometimes we pick questions out of that. And then you guys can also subscribe to us on our Patreon channel as well and get episodes early there.
And the video podcast.
And the video podcast. This one where you can see us. We are
This will be
here.
The first one.
All right. So we got some questions and comments from all y'all. We are starting here with Hannah Yanez Ho. And they say, "Hey, D-grads. I've so enjoyed listening to you guys dissect the Degrassi The Next Gen episodes." Thank you. "I remember when I was 14, I discovered Degrassi Next Gen. The first episode I ever saw was Our Lips Are Sealed, and it has stuck with me since. I am 32. I do have to say my favorite episodes were always with Alex and Jay." Oh, thank you so much, Hannah. "The episodes with Alex and Paige helped me realize my own sexuality and helped me accept that about myself. I rewatch that specific storyline at least twice a year. Keep up the great work. I look forward to the new episodes." Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just like when reading this and hearing, about how this is how you connected, especially with the Alex and Paige storyline, that you feel like it helped you realize your own journey. That is amazing. Thank you for writing in to tell us that. That's awesome.
Agreed. Ditto.
This next question is from Erica Williams. "Hi, my name is Erica, and I've been a fan of the show since I was just a kid. Only 7 when I started watching. Maybe a bit young for the time. Debatable.
Maybe.
But my older sister, who was 12 at the time, was always watching it, so I watched it with her. Now I still put on Degrassi every day whenever I don't know what else to watch." Yeah, it's a go-to. "My fiance makes fun of me, but it's just my comfort show." Well, you know what? Your fiance
Leave
needs
her alone, fiance. We all have our guilty pleasures.
That is right.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I cannot believe that there are people out there that watch our show the way that I rewatch shows like Breaking Bad or Seinfeld. It's so surreal. It's a very heartwarming feeling.
No matter how many times I watch the show, I get so mad the way they just drop characters and never say what happened to them. Terry, Damien, Emma's neighbor, Chester. But the one that will never make any sense as to why they don't explain is Spinner's adopted sister, Kendra. I know this keeps coming up, but the way Erica illustrated this was so so clear. How could they just drop her and never mention her again throughout the show, especially when Spinner was one of the main cast who was on the show for the longest? Not only do we not see her, but Spinner does not even mention her and nobody asks about her. I guess the question is for Shane and Mike, did you guys ever ask the writers the reasoning for not at least mentioning Kendra?
There were certain things, and to clarify, they did say why Terry wasn't there anymore. It was a sudden end. We're not going to spoil that far ahead, but there was an explanation with her. With many of these other characters, they just disappeared. Did we ask about it?
That's a great question. Did you guys ever ask?
It wasn't really our play. Like you did. I don't know.
You show
that,
up and
that
you
is
do
a
the
good
work.
Question. I guess we should have asked. We just it wasn't really our place because at the end of the day,
if you didn't want to be written off, Shane.
That's right. There are decisions being made above our pay grade that we don't understand all of the reasoning that goes into it, but it's really not our place. If for some reason a character or an actor had to go, there might have been a plethora of things going on behind the scenes that we, as you know, just actors on the show weren't privy to that information, and it wasn't our business. So
totally, when you're dealing with a show like Degrassi with so many characters and so many different storylines, there are a lot of loose threads all the time that are just kind of sitting there waiting to be picked up, continued, or wrapped up. And then when things happen with scheduling, or maybe one of the actors, you know, their preference was shifted. They got another show. Maybe they didn't want to act anymore. All of these other things, reasons why they might not have done it, they, you know, these loose threads don't always get wrapped up in a satisfying way. And it definitely hurts me when I watch other shows that I love. And I'm sure it's going to hurt me on this show when we get more into the season. But great question, Erica.
Yeah. And as you said, too, like it's a good point. You might leave a character on the back burner thinking that we don't have anything meaty for them right now, but we'll think about them in the future. And then other characters come along that really take off, and then suddenly there's no room for that character before. Yeah. So it's not that they're forgotten about. It's just that the show naturally organically moved away from that character, and it there just wasn't a place for them anymore. So, it's unfortunate for some, but very thankful that Mike, you and I, were at least interesting enough right to the end.
Bitter end, baby. This is the last question from Megan Freeman. Hi, Shane. Hi, Mike. I'm curious if either of you have ever checked/read our fan fictions about Degrassi. I actually met one of my best friends through Degrassi fan fiction. She wrote over, get this, 200 Degrassi fanfics over multiple years. We got to know each other because I was able to connect some things that were specifically Canadian as she lived in the U.S. Most of her stories were based around Claire, with many different love interests, including Spinner and Jay in some. Awesome. I even wrote a couple myself. She always found ways that Claire knew the older kids, usually through Darcy, having dated Spinner and Peter, etc. I really wish the show had included more of this, like when Claire and Allie learned about football from Spinner while watching Jane playing football. 200 Degrassi fanfics over multiple years. I haven't actually read any of it.
Have and that's you, just from one person. That's just from one person. Yeah. I haven't read any of them either. I hope that they're sexy in a way.
If you guys could leave on the Patreon, if you guys could just leave us some links to some of these Degrassi fanfics,
pick your favorite couple that you think we would get a kick out of reading, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, the thing that I think about when I think fan fiction, although it's not fan fiction, it's in the Degrassi universe, was the comic books that came out.
Yes. Yeah.
Extra credit comic books, which felt like
they were graphic novels, Mike.
Pardon me. Aficionado over here. they were like an elevated version of fan fiction. And I'm also curious to know if anybody who was writing this Degrassi fanfic also made art and illustrations to go with it. Cause I would love to see some of that. So we really appreciate that you guys have fleshed out the Degrassi universe. We're sorry we didn't get an opportunity to dive that deep on the show, but please send us links to fan fiction as it exists still online. If it's out there, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, let's see what you've been working on.
All right. Well, that just about wraps everything up for this episode.
Yes, it does.
We are so happy to be back in the saddle and bringing you some video this time.
Thank you so much for listening. As Mike said, you can find us on the Discord. You could email us at dgradspodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe to our Patreon, where we have all of our bonus features, early releases of episodes, video podcasts. We get to all of the Patreon questions with response videos every couple weeks there. And you have been listening to yet another episode of the D-Grads podcast with Shane Kippel and Mike LaBelle. And we will talk to you next week.
See you next week.
Cool. Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.